everyone. Boy, that annoys Joe. Welcome to
Attack of Opportunity.
Yes, you thought Attack of Opportunity was behind the scenes look, but it's actually a chance for us to do some one-shots. And today, we are going to have a look at the Pathfinder 2nd Edition playtest. No, not that one. Doomsday Dawn, everyone's done it to death. And even though I would love to talk about the missing adventures between the first adventure and the fourth level one, Pale Moon Shadow, where you could actually go and play. No, I'm not going to say the name because we still might do it. But there is stuff written by Hazo back in the day that could fill in those blanks, and we might explore that. But today, we are actually going to play the Pathfinder Society adventure, jumping right in headlong, not knowing we're doing it fifth level, called Arclord's Envy. What's an Arclord, you ask, Joe? I'm so glad.
What is an Arclord?
What is an Arclord? But before we jump right in, let's go once around the room. We have rolemongers and we have friends of the podcast that I have dragged because today, thanks to Matt Witt, courtesy of Harry Peterson Band, we have a live setup. We're actually in one room. We are face to face.
Oh my gosh.
As it were.
Too many wires.
Now, what does that to do with the podcast? I mean, does everyone like have a meet space around a table, a whole bunch of mics, or that one microphone in the middle of the room they hate? No. We are actually usually online. We're no two people in the same room, and we have a virtual space that we record in online for our podcast. But today, we're trying to do it old school with tech and soundboards as opposed to software and USB.
We're succeeding.
Are we succeeding?
We are.
I think so. We'll let you be the judge of that.
The little lines wiggling on the recording thing, so I'm assuming we're good.
Jesus Christ, I can't believe I traded you for Connor Besh as a technical advisor. You know, when I look over him and he's at the soundboard, I get the thumbs up. I think that implies that there's like maybe 50 knobs on this thing that he knows what they do. He's just looking at one little thing. The lines are wiggling. We're good.
Wow.
So let us introduce familiar faces and voices and some that you may not know. Starting with our technical advisor today, our setup, the frontman of the band, voice and singer for the Harrison Pearson Band. You may know him in our Star Wars podcast, first season of We Shot First, as Rahul Obris. You know him as Winston the Portly, the only other podcaster to ride a magical wolf, Mr. Matt Witt.
That's me. How's everybody doing today?
And who are you going to play today, sir?
Today I am going to use one of the fifth level pre-gens, the rogue Mariseal. She's an elf street urchin.
The street urchin, right, so the elf ancestry,
yep.
Street urchin background.
Yep.
Now, the biggest thing we're going to jump right in here, talking about the difference between first edition and second edition, is, oh, I heard the kettle click. Someone make tea. Thank you. So nice to be in one's own home, as opposed to up in the studio. We've hijacked my kitchen / living room for this. There are pictures up on Instagram, if you care to see some of our mugs. Those wearing black are the Rollmonger's crew. Those in yellow are our plebes for the day. People, the friends of the podcast that we begged to come down.
The noobs are...
Yeah. They're,
but not noobs. They're actually old gaming buddies and friends of the fan, but we'll get back into that. A pre-gen, the iconic female elf rogue. Instead of elf, you say, what's your ancestry? It's elven. Instead of background or making stuff up, they actually offer backgrounds that you can choose. And everything you choose that we find in second edition actually gives some kind of bonus or penalty or some interesting thing that you can fold into your storyline. What do we think about that? What do you think about that? Well, that's just a point we're making. Moving down the line, another rolemonger. You know him famously as Merrick the Mercenary in our Star Wars We Shot First podcast and playing our Sir Bartholomew Breaking the Mold half-orc cavalier in our Dice Before Dishonor podcast, Mr. Ryan Messine.
Hey, Jeff. Great to be here. Having a great time crunching these numbers, and good thing my hair is cut short because I can't pull it out.
And what are you playing today?
I'm playing Arles the Paladin of Iomede.
Now, are you going out for pre-gen, or are you actually soaking up the...
There are unfortunately no pre-gens for the Paladin class at level 5.
So you've dug into the books, and what have you found?
Frustration.
Well, we hope you've dug out enough numbers that the Paladin can hold his own.
I figured out I got hit points, I have armor, and I have abilities to touch with a good feeling that follows shortly thereafter.
Okay. So what race are you? What ancestry do you follow?
Race. They'll always be race to me.
Okay.
It's humans.
And any particular background that you've selected?
Warrior.
Oh, the warrior background.
Uh-huh.
And bonuses that give. Now, we're going to touch on what is different, and we're going to touch on what we've learned in our last, I don't know.
We're going to be touching all sorts.
It's almost like this morning was sort of like a college jam session of, we haven't studied for this test. While I drove around the country picking up people that didn't have cars, or the cars broke, or public transit would have got them up at 5 in the morning, so here we are. At like 4 in the afternoon, just getting started, but I'm so excited. This is so great. I haven't had like a table meet space game around my kitchen table since, well, since Matt Ryan played Star Wars in the basement before he started podcasting.
Yes.
Before my wife brought Ashley home from work and we played with my wife's coworkers around the kitchen table playing Pathfinder, being introduced to us for the first time. Mm-hmm. And I get to be GM here. One guy, I don't want to GM this. I'll just teach you from my side of the screen. That was a bad idea. And going way, 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 way back, the gentleman that actually introduced me to third edition, Mr. Joe Gibson.
Hey, hello.
Yay!
I started the trend.
Joe, what are you playing today?
I am going to be playing a lovely goblin.
Oh, this sounds like homebrew, because I know the pre-gen a goblin happens to be an alchemist.
Yes. Yeah, this is, home built.
I see tons of notes in front of his laptop.
Tons of notes and trying to figure out new things. But other than that, yeah, typical, just a little warrior.
Little warrior.
Little goblin warrior.
And background?
Background?
Because ancestry would cover the...
Yeah, yeah. Well, because the ancestry is a goblin, and the background is warrior.
Okay. And last but not least, desperately trying to increase our demographic, another close personal friend of mine, Miss Ashley Florence. Oh, yeah, and a really good friend of my wife's, Cheryl Ball, our executive producer, who's also in the room. Right.
Love
thank you,
Cheryl.
Honey.
How's it going?
Thank you, everybody. Miss Ashley Florence will be playing another of our iconic pre-gens. What are you playing today, Ashley?
I am a human, and my background is a nomad. I am playing the pre-gen and a sorcerer, and her name is Sione. Sione. We'll figure out the pronunciation of that name as we go along. We know that Jeff and I will stumble over it about 20 times before we get ready.
Yes, I purposely brought someone else to mosh the English language. Twice as clever as me and trips the tongue half as much, but together.
Yeah, okay. You know
basically
it.
Formulate yeah. sentences?
Maybe.
So can a four-year-old.
Well, now.
Are you as smart as this fourth grade DM?
Otherwise, don't piss off your DM.
Yeah, really?
It's okay. I can touch things and make them better.
I'm not above throwing people out of my home. Ask Joe. Okay. So, moving on. With a sprinkling of getting to know the party, a paladin, a warrior, a rogue, and a sorcerer. No healers? Not one?
I got a little healing. Like yeah. I said, that's a special touch.
Ah, yes, because we're fifth level, not first.
I'm so trained in the medicine skill.
Even if our backward approach to this and has huge gaps in it, at least you get to listen to fifth level characters, which means you get up to seventh level creatures coming at you very soon.
You have to run those too.
Yes. All in good time.
Just start smashing all the buttons, right? No, just like hacking the internet.
Now
it's like Mortal Kombat back in the day.
Running a Pathfinder Society adventure assumes that you work for the Society, and they have yet to sort of dig too much into the factions or whatever. So we're going to not register characters. We're going to gloss over this and just concentrate on the awesome story that Paizo has put forth. I like Pathfinder Society adventures because of the political, that sort of Mission Impossible James Bond. Yeah, the man from U.N.C.L.E., you know. I like it. I like it a lot.
A little bit of action, a little bit of mystery, a little bit of intrigue.
That's right.
Whole lot of dice rolls.
So to set the scene, first, a bit of a prologue. Ever since the Archmage Nex vanished during an attack on Quantium.
Where is Quantium?
Quantium.
Listen to the old man's voice and then the scene will, zoom in.
Gotcha.
Ever since the Archmage Nex vanished during the attack on Quantium 4 millennia ago, his disciples have maintained power within the squabble of control over his arcane nation. Yes, it is a nation. You will find the nation of Nex where? On the Glorian world? The continent of Gurundi? Osirian? We like. It's Egypt. Go south around the side of the coast. You find sort of Arabia, Katapesh. Below that, Nex. Huge wizard. Beyond Mordekai and Elminster's power. Fought 4 millennia ago against a kick-ass lich, move over Zastam from Forgotten Realms, and in between, a dead man's zone called the Mana Wastes. Two entire nations. Very cool things come out of this conglomerate. Gunslingers, the Martial Gunslingers. Too much to get into right now. The most famous of Nex's followers are the Arc Lords of Nex, and they have a council that rule the nation, the Council of 3 and 9.
In 9?
Not 7 of 9. Not 7 of 9.
That's copyright.
Three of nine. So imagine a legendary wizard. Anything you can get your hands on that he has penned his signature to, tomes, knowledge, items, artifacts that you can prove would be insatiably valuable to the nation, to historians, and this fanatical bunch of leaders that prove themselves his true disciples. And they believe that anything he has ever left behind has a secret meaning to it, even if it's boring instructions.
Oh, conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, to how his vision would have carried forward and how he'd like his nation run.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Could also be pretty backwards. I could see some issues arising from that. Just like,
how? This is a perfectly good scheme. I like him. He's a good guy. He's got my vote. Oh, wait, he doesn't vote.
Yes.
Our adventure, called the Ark Lord's Envy, takes place in Quantium, a metropolitan city and societal center of the nation of Nex. Very, very, very cool. Every walk of life beyond Mos Eisley's, bigger than Waterdeep. Xenophobia is frowned upon. You will find very, very interesting people races from here and beyond. The entire place is built on trade and commerce. Sure. Makes sense, since Katapesh.
Very close to home.
Yes. Unfortunately, we could not fly Connor and Frank Hamilton up over the border, you know, today, this afternoon. We'll reach out to them next time.
Yeah.
So I'm afraid we're leaning on the Canadian side of Rollmongers today.
Oh, no.
They can't be trusted. Quantium hosts vaunted arcane universities, bustling markets, millennia-old architectural marvels to behold, and the long-empty home of the legendary Archmage himself, who founded the nation which bears his name, Nex. Two massive iron golem, one crimson and one of a greenish hue, maintain the same wardless patrol around the city's perimeter that they have conducted way back since the time of Nex himself.
Interesting. So they just literally pace around the city.
Yep.
Have they fought anything, or that they've just been
if anything of a large scale attacked the city, it is assumed that they would rise to defend it.
But have they?
And if they're in recent memory, no. If there's somebody who want to prove me wrong on the wiki, thank you, because I'd have to hate Matt for bringing this up and cornering the DM once again. The scene falls from the sky on the blue orb in space, which is Galorian, zooming down to the inner sea region, coming upon, oh, look at that, you can actually see the jungles of Moragai from space, coming down into the coast, the sands of Osirian going south, Katapesh, and falling down upon the coast of Nex, the east coast of Nex, beyond a large landform tucked in the corner of the coastline, Quantium, down, falling into the city. The party finds himself within the famous Pathfinder Lodge called the Nexus House, an old and extravagant Pathfinder Lodge in the Nexian capital city of Quantium itself.
Nice lodge.
You find yourselves there at the request of a gnome venture captain named Sebnet Sanaskarolt.
Seb.
Yep.
The Scroat. Gotcha.
I will show her to you now.
Oh, her.
Oh.
That's not the image I had.
Well, Jeff did earlier say that we could be either man or woman.
She's a hottie gnome.
Looking at this picture, I would cast Selma Hayek. Obviously make her short as a gnome, give her the pointed ears, the gold streaks through the dark brown hair, eyebrows that still peak, but only like barely half as long as your typical gnomes, and a bright blue tunic and green leggings, and hair pulled back in a ponytail. Very, very Tasselhoff Burfoot.
But a gnome.
In the center of the arcane opulence that is the Nexus House stands a diminutive figure. Her bronze-hued skin and dark hair are all the more striking given her sky-blue tunic and green leggings. The bright streaks of gold through her hair and the prodigious collection of bangles along each forearm, she throws up her arms in welcome with a metallic jingle.
Pathfinders, welcome to Nexus House. I'm Sebnet, one of the Vantava Sebnet Sigarsos. Introductions and all, you know?
Without waiting for a response, she gestures and leads the way through one of the stone archways into a wide hallway before turning around 180 and proceeding right back through the same archway into a comfortable sitting room, speaking all the while.
Thank you for helping. Of course, you are here to help, right? Of course you are. You wouldn't be here if you weren't. Do you know the Ark Lords of Nexar? One of them helps us access all kinds of delightful artifacts and relics, you know? Or at least we did, until he turned up stomped flat on the bottom of one of the Quantium Golem's feet the other day.
I'm just going to let that picture sink in. Massive golems going around the city.
I'm picturing a total Austin guy just standing there in the line. Oh, no!
Exactly.
Can you imagine?
She says. Oh, we just did.
The poor fellow is still there.
Underneath the golem.
And dropped the other shoe, quite literally. Yep. Dude is still gum on the shoe, as it were.
Well, you can't stop it.
We might have to go get him. See, because he's been murdered. And we've been commissioned to handle the preliminary investigation.
He's been murdered by the golem?
No. We don't know exactly who's responsible, but we know that the Ark Lord, his name is Kefanes Akhmet.
Well, are you sure?
Just got an
elaborate mistake?
No, he just got his hands on a shiny new book. Well, a really old book, actually. It's one written by Nex himself, and so it's both quite valuable and also something that of a lot of other people might really want, you know, especially other Ark Lords. So, the Nexian guard brought it here for safekeeping.
She points at an ancient tattered folio in a glass case on the table to one side of the room.
So, the obvious places to start looking are Caffeine's workshop, which is being watched by the Nexian guard. But they'll let you in if you tell them you're working with the Society. And then you probably want to examine Caffeine's himself, so you have to find the golem who's giving him a ride around the city and perform some kind of instruction. Oh, that sounds like so much fun. I wish I could come with you. Anyway, while you're doing that, and anything else that seems reasonable based on what you find out there, I will be here going through that old book.
She points again.
To see that if I can find something to tell us who might have wanted it so much. Come back here once you've checked things out, and we'll have dinner and compare notes. All right? Did I forget anything?
Why can't you come?
Joe is stroking his Gandalf goat beard, and yeah. It's like, do not ask me where we are or what Nex is, or anything. We just went over all of that.
So this wizard dude, what was his name? What?
The Squashed Wizard. Was he one of the? Was he one of the art?
Caffeine's Achmed.
Caffeine.
Yeah, I will spell it. Caffanes. Caffeine's. Caffeine's. Achmed. Achmakt.
Achmed.
Achmed.
I've been killed.
Caffeine.
And he's one of the Ark Lords. He got squished.
Yes, he is.
Ooh, so that's like a big deal, right? How many are there? Do we know that?
Three or nine.
That is three or nine.
What about one and two?
There's plenty to go around. One is touring the city as we speak. Yes.
So mission one: recover the body. Mission two: find out who, what, where, why.
Your choice. They have his workshop you can go check out. You can go get the body. Sort of an open CSI.
I'm not going to lie. It does sound kind of fun chasing a golem around trying to scrape an Ark Lord off the field.
You have no idea what's in store for you.
The worst it's
going to
get.
No idea.
You know, so, where would I find a giant spatula?
I was thinking more of a hose.
Oh, a hose wash.
Okay.
So, you have no questions then?
Why can't you come with us?
Is there any way we could, like, how big are these golems? Like, can we just look and see them?
Okay. One at a time.
That was two.
Let's go back to your original question.
Pointing at the paladin, could you describe your character, please?
Full plate armor, bucket helmet, shield, sword.
Okay.
Big symbol of Iomede all over.
Okay.
Like, almost pornographic.
Iomede? Imhotep?
Iomede.
Imhotep?
Yeah. The inheritor.
Once again, a Jeffism.
I know the name.
I've heard it pronounced several different ways.
And now never heard several more.
Yeah, I could say never that way. It was like, Imhotep? No, getting warmer.
No, you're not getting us in the desert, Jeff.
No, I'm sorry. So excited. I believe the paladin asked, who was Nex?
Yes. Who was Nex?
Who is this Nex fellow?
Obviously, you're not from around here.
No.
Nex was the Archmage who founded this nation. Really incredible guy. Immortal, big into conjuration and interdimensional portals and demiplanes. Kind of a world power in his time. Waged war with Geb, the Lich on the other side of the Mana Waste to the south. Until he disappeared about 4,000 years ago. She shrugs. No one has seen him since.
Turning to the beautiful sorceress who asked why she can't come with you.
Yeah, why can't you come with
me? Processing.
You know, it's here somewhere. I'm pretty sure it's in my notes.
You know the Mana Waste south of here? There's where magic is all bungled up. When I was an agent doing some fieldwork there, I got hit by a wave of raw magic mixed up with some negative energy right when I was trying to drink a healing potion. That entangled positive and negative energy right through me, and now the things that heal most folks, living or undead, just hurt me more.
You poor thing.
Makes it pretty dangerous to go out and getting into fights, you see?
A hint of disappointment flashes over Sebnet's face before she grins again.
But then I became a venture captain here.
She grins again.
Marisil just chuckles. She finds it very amusing.
Being a venture captain hardly gets boring. So it's all right, you see? Any other questions?
Where are these golems?
They circle the city, actually. I can't give you directions, but there are two quantum golems, and they're huge. You can't miss them. They've been walking around the city since Nex told them to. And since he hasn't told them otherwise, they're still walking. You see them if you go wandering around. You can just ask someone, and they'll point you in the right direction, I'm sure.
Well, then how do we stop them?
Oh, I wouldn't try that.
Well, then how are we supposed to... recover the corpse stuck between the toes of a giant golem.
I don't know, you're fifth level, you came highly recommended. Perhaps I chose the wrong squad.
Fair enough.
Pickpocket. Actually, it's more like pick boot.
Right.
You would be, okay, here's something else we can talk about second edition. You'd be surprised how many different angles, which relate to different skills and different classes, can be applied to the same situation. All they want is a very cool, epic way of describing how you go about it.
Yeah, the old tell me a story angle.
Because I'll tell you something. You don't want to get in front of this thing, and you certainly don't want it to sort of stay in its line of vision and have it think that you're trying to impede its movement. That would be bad.
Okay.
Attack from behind.
Thievery and sneaking and stealth, here we come.
Snow speeder, walker takedown?
Yes.
Or absolutely. We get a horse, a wagon, a dead horse, and a bamboo tree.
Okay, like MacGyver. This. What do we do with that stuff?
Don't make sense.
Oh, that reminds me. You were asking about the Arc Lords and X.
Indeed. How many are there?
Gives an annoyed gesture, more to herself, you know, because she only partially answered your question, and jangles her bracelets.
They're sort of a wizard society for the most part. Really good wizards, and a few sorcerers, I suppose. And they have really big heads.
She looks
literally
at all you.
Literally or figuratively.
Considering a gnome actually has like a bigger head proportion to its body, she kind of looks funny for a moment, cocking her head at you guys.
I mean egos, not their actual heads. They like to claim every connection that they can to Nex himself. They think they know what he wants for the nation. They try to tell everyone what to do. Hence the value of the book. They think possibly secret messages. I will go through that now. And hopefully have some information for you when you come back in time for dinner.
And this Kafans fellow.
Oh, yes.
Did he have any enemies?
Well, Kafans wasn't necessarily nice.
Submit admits.
He wasn't a popular guy. Shepti, golden skin and all. Came down from Osirian. Good at what he did and smart and made good deals and liked the deal he made with us to study one another's findings here at the lodge. But to be square, he made a lot of enemies too. Some of the other Arc Lords as well. Spent most of his time in a little workshop over on the north side of town. I can provide you with the address.
That would be obliged.
An unoccupied workshop. Interesting. Shiny things. Seal just starts rubbing her hands together.
Yeah, so it would be a perfect place to search for clues.
Yes.
So what's the book?
No, that was an annoying laugh. Except it laughs.
No, it was good. You just do that for the rest of the night.
No, skip that.
It's called the Collective Directives, a collection of angry letters from Nex to the overseer of one of his golem factories, demanding to know why they weren't running on schedule and ordering the production of this and that and the other. Hardly worth a fight, right? You know?
Seems rather mundane.
Well, the Arc Lords and those who connect themselves to Nex believe that there are secret messages in anything the man writes. And artifacts and relics that were proven his gets worse.
So it's just a book. Angry, where's my product?
As far as we know. But I will go through it just the same. You get to do the exciting part.
Removing the corpse from the golem.
And investigating his workshop.
And what is it Shati?
Oh, a Shabti.
Shabti?
How can I put this? Not everybody's confident about how their afterlife may play out, you know? So the really rich ones sometimes build golden humanoids called Shabti to serve out any karmic bad punishment for them. Some of those Shabti break free and live normal lives, at least until they're dead. Case in point, Kafanes.
Sounds awfully superstitious. Indeed. Well, friends, any thoughts? Shall we scrape a body off the foot of a golem? Or should we perhaps spend some time investigating the workshop before dare challenge one of those monstrosities?
Did you say off the foot of a goblin? Okay.
No, he's the goblin.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's right here. That should be easy.
Squeeze's foot's too small.
This man must have been tiny. Tinier than even Squeeze. Perhaps we should investigate the workshop. We have no idea where the golems are, but we do know where the shop is.
I can't see it. I have no idea where the golems are. The massive constructs that circle the city. But we have a direct address. I have it here from the gnome. Let's start there.
Or is this like, you know,
logic prevails.
Is this more like Attack on Titan? We can just kind of step outside and be like, oh, it's there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of what I was asking. Yeah. Well, we've got a 50-50 chance of...
Did you carry
so
a sword?
Go to the workshop that is there.
Yes. My last question for you is, do any of you have a massive sort of double sword that looks like an exacto knife? No. Never mind. Do not attack the...
Cool. It's Attack on Titan reference that he opened up. Never mind.
Hello? What's that? No, I was already given shit for making obscure references because I'm the same age as Skidmeyer, so I tried something more modern. It fell flat. Okay, goodbye.
That was my executive producer, Clinton Shard, and he says it flies. All right. You hear the phone ring? So, Paladin votes workshop. Rogues voting?
Workshop.
Okay, we're going to say gum off the shoe and go down the line for a break.
Well, we got a 50-50 chance of finding the right golem or 100% chance of getting to the workshop, so let's... Start with the straight and narrow.
Okay.
Workshop sounds good.
Plus, there might be stuff there I can steal.
Pardon?
I mean, there might be some evidence to collect.
Indeed. I agree with you.
As you will see, now, even though we are around a table, having computers, laptops, food, and such is still rather cumbersome. So we're actually using Roll20 on their laptops and on the TV screen behind me.
Technology.
Yes. Let's get some characters.
Sweet.
On the map. Two of the Nexian Guard stand outside, a male and female. The man, obviously bored, is softly singing to himself. She just looks at him as you guys approach. They hush up their conversation and turn towards you. The woman steps forward, just kind of shakes her head like, you know, you shouldn't approach this building and move on.
Pardon me. We've been contracted by Venture Captain Sebnet to investigate the quarters. May we enter?
Oh, are you with the Society? Right, then off you go. Hey, what? She said they let you in. She's putting a big interrogation, you know? Show your society badge. Is there a badge? I don't know. Did you get to the bottom of your cereal box? Pathfinder Society cereal. There's a prize inside. Sometimes you can actually get a Pathfinder Society badge. Oh, look, I have collected all the factions. Matt, that, Ryan's looking at me hopeful. No, that's not a real thing, buddy.
What? I don't have it.
What?
What?
All right.
Okay. Well.
I shall begin consuming this cereal right away. The guards show you to the door.
Fantastic. I will check the door for traps.
All right. Now, check me if I'm wrong.
I was going
to perception roll is the order of the day, but do we go right to thievery with this check?
I'm actually just looking into that right now because they have changed quite a bit. I had a beautiful little chart, and I can't find. Oh, there it is. I found it again. Yay! Okay. Oh, there we go.
Page number for that. Yeah, you got her.
So, yeah, it's on page 143.
Yeah.
I am looking for thievery. Disable a device or pick a lock, but to check for traps, that would probably be perception. Yes. So to check for locks, I think it would be a perception.
Best part about second edition that I like so far is they brought back GM secret rolls. So when you're using stealth,
yes,
and you would roll versus my perception. The DM would have the perception, you would roll stealth, but you would have a gauge of your success based on your 5 or your 20.
Absolutely.
Now it's a secret roll one done by the GM. Ta-da! Using my brand new dice tower.
Fancy.
Yes, this dice tower comes to you via net during, be thanks to War World. That's warworldgaming.com.
Are you getting paid for this?
No!
Why are you playing it?
Because I'm hopefully they're like, wow, that was really nice of Jeff. Here's a check.
Shall
I list my PayPal? We'll be on Patreon soon. Thank you. Plug for sponsors. It's just for the job you want, not
insert
the job you have.
Insert sponsor here.
That's right. Yeah,
insert dice sponsor here.
Actually, I like this because not only is it affordable, it was put together with, like, you know, easy, heavy grade, you know, Acme cardboard, as opposed to your $40, $50, you know, plastic tower of monstrosity.
Yep.
But I like it. It's serving me well. And its first official role tells you, you ready for this?
I am.
This is my wife's favorite line. You don't seem to find a trap.
Fantastic. The door doesn't seem to be trapped.
Kabooski!
Paladin just picks her up like fresh old bride style and boots the door, steps in, puts her down.
Yeah, minus the bride style.
Okay, shove. Sorry, very rude, Paladin. There's still an elf at the door, man. Actually, I'm assuming you're like on a knee, so you know the boot just comes over top of your shoulder.
Oh, I'm doing the full examination, is you know, see if I do my jump, see, check the top of the door, see if I can see
any
crack.
Hang on, hang on.
Bust out the little knee.
Cue wardrobe malfunction. Okay, you're good now. No one's staring at you.
I'm wearing studded leather, so I'm an elf. Who's going to pop out of an elf's studded leather?
Hey, you'd be surprised what web comics do on that.
This is my elf wearing studded leather.
All right.
You can't talk. Okay.
Door is open. Ella Paladin. Who wishes to step inside?
Kabooski with a foot.
Okay.
Then after you, good sir.
Get him in? All right. Paladin, you cross the threshold.
I'm in the building.
Paladin is in the building.
I perceive my surroundings.
This airy workshop might have once been a pleasant, tidy space, but the room is now a chaotic disaster. Scorch marks mar the stone floor just inside the doorway, and a sharp, dark gray metallic shard, no, several shards, you notice, lie scattered over the tiles. The equipment and tools on the table are now nothing more than a smashed jumble of glass, wood, and metal, and the contents of the bookshelves lie strewn about the room. Streaks of dried blood mar the site of a deadly encounter. In the center of the room, a badly damaged flesh golem, bound with sturdy silk rope, twitches, groans, and strains against its bonds.
Something foul has happened here. And that abomination over there is an abomination.
So?
I move in and give enough room for my compatriots to follow suit.
All right. Scree.
Squee will follow man meat and...
Man meat?
How'd you know my middle name?
I'd say after ladies, but we actually technically have two female characters. So when two ladies approach a doorway, after both men have rudely entered, how does that go down exactly?
Well, she's an...
She's still examining the doorway.
No, now she's looking at the scorch marks on the other side of the doorway going, seems like there may have been a trap. And I'll pick up one of the little shards of metallic shards, just toss it in my pouch, take that for later.
Okay.
Who's got the familiar?
They didn't talk about Kibnet having a familiar. If he did, well, obviously it's, you know, here people enter and wants to be fed.
Then Kipan's had a kitty cat.
Does the Paladin love cats? Tell me you break down on one knee and it'll go all soft.
And I shall call you out. Sir Pouncelot.
Oh, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Who's a fluffy little kitty? Yeah, who doesn't love little cats?
Yeah, I know.
Oh yeah, those who don't have souls.
The souls. They taste yummy.
I was gonna say, I'm looking at the goblin like, and your comment is dinner. Dinner is
yummy.
Yes. Kitty, kitty, kitty. Lunch, lunch, lunch. Both of them
free
are grabbing
lunch.
For the dinner. Back here. All right. Scorch marks, obvious, because they're written in the box text. That's why. A few shards. The rogue pockets one. Our sorceress still waiting to be invited in.
Yeah, I'll step in.
They're all clamored up at the doorway here. To give a layout of the land. Now, your once around gives sort of an overview description, but a quick glance, a square building that's approximately 40 by 30. And in the bottom right corner is our doorway. You open up, there are barrels to your right. There's a scorch mark on the floor. There's that chaos, there's bookshelves. But the sort of step into, there's a wall 10 feet in front of you that, and there's like, you're sort of at the end of a hallway, as it were, and it bears left, or in our case, north, because the adventurers have come around the west side, look into the east, now they're heading up the map or north. Debris and barrels and every other item you could possibly throw on a map litters their way. And they come up to the top, peeking around the corner of this wall in a 5-foot section, and the entire room just opens up massively. There's a desk and a chair right there. In the bottom corner of the room, tucked against the other side of the wall, hence you could hear it struggling, is literally a flesh golem bound and gagged. Center of the room, all kinds of goods, foods, equipment, you name it. The walls themselves are lined with bookshelves, sacks, inordinates, but there has obviously been some kind of nasty encounter. They put it here because there is blood, there's this, there's that. So feel free, gentlemen and ladies, to move your miniatures around the room, as we are still in, shall we say, I believe it's called exploration mode.
Is there a desk?
Yep.
So that's where Merciel is going to go and spend a good amount of time investigating.
Rifling?
Yes.
In this golem that you said is actually bound and gagged?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay. Does it make eye contact?
It's more of a muzzle, so it doesn't bite things.
Oh.
Or try to chew through its own ropes.
Okay. So as far as I understood, I didn't think they were actually smart.
Yeah, well, it makes eye contact with you, the beautiful man meat of charisma, of paladinness.
Of course it does.
There's that moment, the camera narrows in, and you see the golem's eye, one tear, struggling against its bonds. We'll call this round two. No reason.
Reason?
Paris? Oh, sorry, Arles?
Arles, yes.
Arles.
Is
that like, are you like, do you consider yourself in charge, Arles?
Of myself, my domain, and I'm responsible for bringing the light.
I just want to know if Arles was in charge. Yeah. So, everyone moves into the room.
Yes.
Detained by the desk. Oh, it's shiny and rifling. Arles is spotlighting the golem. Swee is moving into the room. What interests the goblin today? Dude raids the pantry while investigating.
He's writing for the flesh golem.
No, it is like,
go on your desk?
Yeah, there's all kinds of, it's like half, there's a half-eaten sandwich there. Yeah. It's a very moist looking sandwich.
The map pack shows like the bazaar. There's apples, oranges, bananas.
Yeah. They have the generic thing. It's supposed to be
straight for that.
Yeah.
All kinds of.
This man liked his apples.
Hmm. Now we're going to get into the wonderful world of rolling your skills. The success, the failure, and rolling over 10 of a required DC or rolling a natural 20.
Critical
success. Yes. And.
Critical failure.
Blowing. That's right. Blowing your rolls by 10 or more. Rolling a natural 1, ladies and gentlemen. Now this is new in regular skills. You didn't have a natural 20 because people would just go, cool, I craft mithril armor. No? Fine, I'll take 20. Wow, I just made mithril armor. So I believe that was the sort of loophole. Now, how this is exploited in craft in this skill, well, we haven't had time to read that. We've just read about the cool things like combat and character generation. We'll get into the long-term game later.
We did what we can. We did. It's a playtest, Jeff. This is a playtest.
Right.
Hence why we haven't given it its own pod name
yet.
It's riding the coattails of Attack of Opportunity because we're taking the opportunity to attack these rules. Now, even though you're playing the iconic sorceress, I believe you've changed your name and your look a little bit, Miss Farisian. What is the name you're going by?
Okay, if we are going by pregen, it is Sione.
And if we're going, you can use your own name, it's fine.
No, we'll just use this one. We'll go with Rhea, it's easier. I don't think you or I are going to mess that up.
Okay, Rhea it is.
Rhea.
This is Jeff.
He's already called me Leah twice.
So, Arles, in charge or not, is eyeballing the golem. Our elf rogue is rifling through papers. Scree is helping himself do any leftovers and kind of circling the table. And we'll get back to that in a moment. What does Rhea do?
I'm looking at the bookshelves. I'm interested in what has been left behind.
A mess. And any organization, you know what I mean? You could actually just sort of randomly categorize. May I have a perception check from each one of you?
Absolutely. Would you like us to roll 20 or you want to roll rocks?
I think you guys deserve actual dice rolls. We've been playing a year with virtual d20 dice, and you brought your dice. They're all scattered in front of you, I'm sure. You can each lean in and Matwit is rolling in the lid of his tin dice chest, Lomond. Do not mistake that for the unmistakable sound that I'm going to make with my dice tower.
I rolled a 16, and that's plus 8, so a total of 24 for my perception.
Oh, very nice.
I am an expert at it, by the way, because I believe that affects the DC, the level
now,
of training.
Yes, and I believe that's probably in the plus 8 somewhere. They've probably, instead of giving you the additional bonus, it's probably in your...
I think it affects the how you, what I am rolling against, or the effect.
Oh, I see. Saying that you're an expert in it would, yeah, something you wouldn't know. So this would be someone like a ranger survival tracks and perception, finding them where, unless you're a ranger, you can follow tracks, but anyone could find the tracks. Only a ranger makes sense of them because he's that expert level. So you're saying the rogue might notice the minute differences.
Look at that. Critical fail.
Oh, what'd you get?
A 1.
Hey, and his name is Joe, ladies and gentlemen. The man's name is Joe.
Dice roll 1.
That's right. For those in the know.
In with true rollmonger style.
Yep.
There we go.
Awesome. Now you're one of us officially.
Yeah. Some of our listeners are awake now. Hello, JCB Nation. Yeah. For those in the know, Joe rolled a 1. His first roll on my table. Get out.
A 1. I noticed food.
Get out of my house. Ruin my playtest.
I noticed my food. I am eating.
You are fine for 1d6 rounds.
No, he's like chewing on something that's really not technically food. Yeah. That's what you reach for.
The golem's foot.
Not luckily, you're
the golem foot. Yeah.
I got an 11 for perception.
Leftovers?
An 11.
Yeah.
They're stitched together. Frank and golem.
Yep.
Cool.
Juicy.
I hope not.
Now, when you first entered the room and we mentioned the scorch marks, you just flatly stated that,
seems like
trap spin, right? And then
I
found some.
I took a look at it.
Found
and
some
of
those shards. And this is all investigated later. Now you're moving into like the desk area.
Exactly.
Okay. And our rogue got a 20.
24 total. For
24
perception.
He just kind of walked in and you like Sherlock pulls it.
Yep. Yep. Everything's super slow.
First thing you know is like goblin eating.
Notes. Footnotes.
Footnotes. Okay.
On work. On his research. A grocery list. And what one might call a Dear John letter. From Pharaoh Kemet III, the Ruby Prince from Osirian.
Oh, cool. I'll have a read.
Okay. Do you speak Osirian?
That's a good question. Do I speak Osirian?
Strange that he signed his name in common.
No. I do not.
Oh.
So I don't understand.
You don't understand. In your heart, you feel you're holding a Dear John letter. It's like, it's not you. It's me, Shabji. We're from different worlds. You were constructed to soak up bad karma from some asshole wizard that didn't want to serve his penance in the afterlife. I rule entire nation, which I've recently opened up all the tombs for, and every Indiana Jones wannabe has flooded my nation, pissing off my native people as they dig in, disturb some of the dead things, and try to resell everything in the market, which I thought would have boosted the economy, but I digress. I'm sorry, we shouldn't speak any longer, because the people that are reading this don't really speak Osirian.
Junk.
He continues to rummage. That which you believe you're consuming is a delicious apple.
It's all
has
good.
The right texture.
It's all good. Squishy is good.
Yes. Since the accessibility, Main Street, little workshop or whatever, if the man had arcane knowledge, something valuable, is either on him, in a vault, or elsewhere. This was sort of, let's go down to the woodshed. You know, the notes I need for the current research, a whole bunch of basic books on lore, and a whole whack of just sort of generic things about the city. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it's this stuff you could find easily. Everybody has copies of these, this kind of thing. Okay. And Arles.
I'm pulling up the middle.
What'd you get?
11.
11. Okay. You don't even perceive what the tear means in the golem's eye. It just looks, once moist.
It means it's filled with sin.
I can say that you perceive that this gag is like a muzzle. Like I said, keep from, you know,
biting.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's like the Bane muzzle to make me sound awesome. Have you come to negotiate the terms of my release? Wait a minute, flesh golems can't talk. Scratch that. I really am an amazing actor.
But he gets so many roles with face masks.
I gotta call my agent. Why did I put down for a part that has like no lines? It's really, excuse me, I'm gonna go back to struggling. And finally, shall we call it round 3?
Sure.
The golem manages to burst from his bonds.
Oh, crap.
And using those perception checks, the thing that you were doing last, if you were sneaking upon a guard, you actually hold that perception check, or actually hold that sneak check as your initiative. There is no initiative modifier, no initiative roll. It actually works off of the most relevant skill in the action before you got caught, you know, got ambushed or set something up, snapped a twig, jumped off. You want to jump off a roof? All Assassin's Creed style? Well, that would be acrobatics. This is my initiative, bitches! And you fall on the guy, two knives a-blazing. It's very interesting. You guys were searching a room. So, holding those same rolls for initiative, I'm going to roll mine.
It's a mine.
Can't be any worse than mine!
This apple, delicious!
I'm going to go with athletics because I'm struggling against my bonds with a huge modifier. Does anyone beat... Well, let's say, can we go... Oh, we'll go ahead over 20.
Pizza break!
Excuse me, I'll get the pizza, the flesh golem, rustles from his bonds 25? And gets up. No. That's Kevin at the door. Could you just use a credit card and receive? Thank you. It is. He knows Gary. We're good. What's your name?
Kyle.
Hey, Kyle.
Kyle.
We got a podcast going on.
Podcast,
yeah.
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 Yeah, we've never done actually a live Meet Space recording.
You're gonna be famous.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Why not? Yes.
Play boss, so you're not coming to us.
What the hell did I do?
You're early, dude. Man, on.
Yeah,
oh, sorry.
Great.
Do you want to
kill recording?
Yes.
Do you want to kill recordings?
Yes.